This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins used a three-run Ryan Kreidler home run in the fourth inning and a strong pitching effort from All-Star Joe Ryan and beat Houston at Target Field yesterday 4-1. Minnesota took 2 of 3 in the series, and manager Derek Shelton says the entire roster took part.
Whether it's 26 guys or 28 or 29 or however many we've used, we have to use our whole roster. And in the case of like Brooks and Amart, we've kind of run them pretty hard, give them a day off, and it's really nice to see that the guys that are filling in or are playing were contributed, and we did a good job. I mean, that's a team win, like you said, Kreidler, Carantini, you know, with 2 hits today, Outman with another hit and an unbelievable diving catch, Buxton-esque. And, you know, when Buck gets excited about a catch, you know it's a good catch. But overall, was really pleased with how we played today.
Victor Caratini also homered in the win. Rookie Andrew Morris notched his first major league save. The Twins are off tonight. They'll open a 3-game series in Boston tomorrow night. That starts a 10-game road trip. The AAA Saints hammered Omaha last night in St. Paul, the final 14-4. The Lynx are home tonight. They entertain the expansion Toronto Tempo. Minnesota's 2-2 so far this season and still trying to find its identity, according to head coach Cheryl Reeve.
I don't think we're far off, but we're certainly not there yet. This is a group that if training camp was a little longer, that would have been better for us. But so we're still working on things that we're working on in training camp. But we're not far away, especially with certain groups. Certain groups are there. It's sort of the newer faces and, you know, European basketball maybe not having the same principles is really hard to shift habits.
She says the identity will come and they'll work hard to get there.
We're going to stick to our staples and say if somebody beats us while we do this, we're not changing game plans, you know, because right now we need one game plan and see how hard we can execute.
And of course, the team's still not at full strength with injuries to several players, including star player Nafisa Collier. Toronto this year is 3-2. The tip time tonight, 7 o'clock at the Target Center. This is MNN Sports.